10. Psychology. Listen to a discussion in a psychology class and fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Psychologists have been theorizing about how people and animals learn for years. B.F. Skinner came up with an important theory that tries to explain this. It's called behaviorism. Behaviorism suggests that animals and people learn based on what they receive. What they receive must reinforce their behavior in some ways. The object can be something that the animal enjoys. In this case, the presentation of the object is considered positive reinforcement. For example, if you give a dog a treat because he sits, then he will sit again when you present another treat to him. So, according to the theory, the dog only sits because the treat reinforced his sitting. If you continue to give a dog a treat every time that he sits, then eventually the dog will learn to sit because he has been conditioned or taught to do so through reinforcement.
So, the dog can only learn to sit if you give him something that he likes?
Not necessarily. You can also remove something that he hates out of his environment. If something that is unpleasant is taken away, then it's called negative reinforcement. For example, if you yell at the dog until it sits, then it learns to sit because the yelling stopped after it sat down. Its environment becomes more pleasant when you stop screaming, so it's conditioned to sit in order to end the yelling.
Behaviorism makes sense to me.
Well, unfortunately, while behaviorism makes sense on the surface, there are many problems with this theory. A big problem is that it doesn't take free will into consideration.
What do you mean by that?
Well, take the dog for example. Just because he gets a treat when he sits doesn't mean that he'll sit every time he's presented with a treat. If the dog just ate a big dinner and is full, then he might not sit for the treat. Or if the dog is mad at you because you've been yelling at him, then he might ignore you and reject the treat in spite of you.
It sounds like Skinner underestimates people and animals.
I feel much the same way.
1. How does the dog feel about the object used in negative reinforcement? Two. How does the professor feel about the theory of behaviorism? Three. Listen to part of the discussion again. Then answer the question.
It sounds like Skinner underestimates people and animals.
I feel much the same way.
What best describes the professor's reaction toward the student?
I feel much the same way.